Welcome to part four of our video game console countdown. This is aginggeekfully.blogspot.com. My name is John.
I'm Neil, Mr. Neil ASQ on the site.
And I am Brando.
So for this session, we're going to talk about our number four, although technically I guess it's our number two because we're getting down to the end here. So for this week, let's start with Brandon. What do you got for us?
My number two was actually previously mentioned by, I believe it was your... One of your number four or five was the Nintendo 64.
Yes.
Which we did discuss previously, but you know, I think we talked about GoldenEye last time, and that's definitely one of the games that was, you know, up there for me. But another Nintendo 64 game that, you know, just kind of made the system for me was Mario Kart, and I think it was kind of, that's when Nintendo really became this social gaming system, which, you know, it is today still, and I think that was, you know, one of the things I just remember the most about Nintendo 64 is, you know, we would all go out to my aunt's house and, you know, she had a Nintendo 64 and we would all play Mario Kart because, you know, you could have four controllers. You know, granted, TVs weren't as big as they are nowadays, so cramming those four little screens onto a, you know, a 32-inch, you know, tube isn't like, you know, having any of our huge, you know, 52-inch TVs nowadays, which would have been great, you know, at the time, but...
Yeah, I think you really hit it on the head. I really think that the N64 was the birth of... social gaming.
The ones with four players playing at once, that really just butting heads with three of your friends, you know, physically punching them in real life when they beat you. The original Smash Brothers was a great game that, you know, that last minute someone would do something completely unexpected and you completely throw you for a loop.
Yeah, I think, like, for me, you know, those types of games, that I didn't actually play Brawl on the N64, but GoldenEye, and I played a little bit of Mario Kart, not really my thing, but all of those things, it was so much fun to just get together with people and just kill people. Does that sound morbid?
Just a little bit.
Slightly? All right, Neil.
Not at all.
Mine is another Nintendo console. Some might call it the greatest. I think it is the second greatest. The Super Nintendo. You know, this was released kind of in response to the Sega Genesis. Graphics-wise, this thing had a lot of horsepower behind it. It could do some amazing things. You look at Yoshi's Island, a great game. It looks like animated in a style unique of its own. Giant, large storybook worlds. You have Donkey Kong Country, all pre-rendered graphics, a great platformer, great mechanics. It looks beautiful. The mood changes. It starts raining in a level. By the end of the level, it's all cleaned up. The lighting's completely different. It was just awe-striking at the time. Uniracers, another pre-rendered game. It was great with two players. You'd do stunts to go faster on this two-dimensional track. It was just this insane visuals. Great rock music. Really a lot of fun. And aside from that, of course, Mario World and Mario All-Stars, which was all the previous greatest Mario games all in one package. And Mario Paint. I get to make little silly cartoons and my own music. I love the Super Nintendo. Great system.
Yeah, for me, the Super Nintendo, I didn't actually own one until after the Super Nintendo kind of had passed on. But, you know, Zelda, Link to the Past.
Everyone calls it the best Zelda game of the, you know, of that era.
I still own it. I'll still sometimes play it if I get in the right mood. It was such a fantastic game.
I never actually owned a Super Nintendo, but I did, however, rent them on occasion. If you actually can remember going to video stores, you used to be able to rent video game consoles.
What's a video store?
Yeah, those are actually becoming extinct nowadays, too. I mean, back when you used to, you could rent VCRs.
It was like a $50 deposit to get with, like, those video games, too.
And I honestly don't really remember playing anything on Super Nintendo, though I do just remember, you know, when Neil mentioned Mario Paint, I do remember Mario Paint was one game that I, you know, I don't know why I would have paid to rent the console and that game at the same
time.
Maybe
just like using the mouse or playing the fly swatter game.
My number two system is the Nintendo Entertainment System, which Brandon had just given his last week. But this system is about as awesome as a system can be, and it was very close to being my number one, but again, it wasn't a system that I actually had at my house. It was at my dad's house, so I didn't get to use it as much as most other people were using the system, but Mario Brothers 3, maybe one of the greatest games of all time, in my opinion.
It just did everything, and it did it so well.
It was phenomenal, and my best friend, when I was in sixth grade, he had the Nintendo, and we used to spend a whole summer playing Mario 3 and Life Force, and it was just such a great game, and the system was, there was so much you could play on there, and it really was close to being my number one.
I know that you're always talking about how much you love Jackal.
Yes, Jackal, which was a overhead Jeep game that I don't know why.
One of the best in that genre.
Yeah, it definitely was. And Contra, which gave us the greatest cheat code of all time.
Indeed. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, select, start.
There you go. For two players.
But no, a great game. Great. It actually added onto the arcade version of it, and it really helped it having the screen horizontal instead of vertical. Brilliant game.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to add about the Nintendo, Brando?
Well, I think I'm all Nintendo'd out.
Oh, you can never have enough Nintendo, Brandon.
Yeah, why don't you recap your top five here? How many of them, all of mine don't have Nintendo so in the name?
Every single one's been Nintendo so
far. I have to say that when you said that you're number two, many consider the greatest game of all time, I really thought you were going to drop the Virtual Boy on us.
Oh, maybe. Probably the one that didn't work. No, Nintendo's only massive, massive failure.
All right, this has been our number two of the video game console systems. We will be back shortly with our number ones. Hang in there. You've been listening to aginggeekfully.blogspot.com.
Thank you for your patronage.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Brandon.